In military families, it is not uncommon for a child to follow in a parent's footsteps by joining the same branch of the service. It is unusual, though, to see two members of the same family serving in the same unit at the same time in a combat zone. But that's what's happening with a father and son from a small Kansas town who are at Camp Lejeune this week, preparing to ship out together to Iraq. From Kansas Public Radio, Peter Hancock has this report.
During his first stint in Iraq in 2003, Christopher Phelps sent a photo back home to his dad showing the 37-year-old Marine Corps major holding a cardboard box on which he'd written, "Dad, wish you were here." In a few weeks, that wish will come true. Phelps is being redeployed to Iraq next month, and this time his father is going with him. Christopher Phelps says he never thought his note would be taken literally.
You know, and part of me kind of did wish he was there because I know my dad was trying to get back on active duty since October of 2001. But, you know, I sent it over to him and I thought somehow, you know, it'd make him feel better. And, you know, now it's unbelievably ironic.
Back home in Silver Lake, Kansas, Christopher's father was comfortable in his civilian life. A Vietnam veteran who'd retired after 20 years in the Marine Reserves, former Master Gunnery Sergeant Kendall Phelps had been teaching music and coaching track at Silver Lake High School. But ever since 9/11, he says, he wanted to get back into the service. Now in his mid-50s, he knew that would be difficult, but the Marines had been looking for retired soldiers like him to sign up again. Kendall Phelps volunteered.
I just feel that I have a lot to offer. I keep myself in good shape. To go out and run every day with a 20-year-old Marine probably would be a challenge to me, but I don't think that I'll have any problem holding my own with anybody in the Marine Corps.
But it never occurred to him that he'd be asked to keep up with his own son. That opportunity came after Christopher came home from his first tour in Iraq.
He ended up being in the Civil Affairs Group on the West Coast for a while. So when this came about, my son, who is now working again with the Marine Corps, called me and said, "Hey, Dad, they're looking for somebody as an education specialist with the Civil Affairs Group, and you have all the qualifications. Are you interested?" And I said, "Yes, I'd be interested in doing anything I could."
So last week, father and son shipped out for training to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, as part of the newly formed 5th Civil Affairs Group, slated to help rebuild the Iraqi infrastructure. Both say they're excited and proud to be working together again, but Christopher admits he's nervous about serving side by side with his father in a combat zone.
We joke, but then, you know, I am dead serious. We won't do things like ride in the same Humvee or the same vehicle. Just as commanding officer and an executive officer do not do that. You know, you spread load.
According to the Marines, there is no general policy discouraging family members from serving together, but they say it's unusual. There is a policy exempting a sole surviving son or daughter from having to serve in combat, but in most cases, the decision is left up to the family. Kendall and Christopher Phelps volunteered to go back into the Marines and say they're proud to be serving together. For NPR News, I'm Peter Hancock in Topeka.